Hey there, what's going on? Yeah.
Everything's good.
Yeah, well, we're back to football, so, you know, I think our team's really rested and got some guys back, so those are good signs for us. We're playing an awfully good football team they won 17 out of the last 20 games, so. And I think that that tells you about them a lot. Alex Smith is. He's a winner. You can go all those stats you want, but they win, and that's the big thing. Their team wins and their quarterback wins. Even losing their running back, and they've got two good running backs that have come in and played well for them. Macklin didn't play, but they still win. So they've done a good job with their team. Andy Reid obviously is a great coach, and they do a great job on defense, too. So it'll be a challenge for us and for our defense to play better than their defense plays.
Yeah, I'm sure you spend most of your time looking at the opposing team's offense. Do you get a chance at all to appreciate another team's defense during the week?
Well, we play some of the same teams, So when we look at San Diego or we look at Oakland, how Kansas City played them, yeah, sure. So. Bob Sutton's a great, great coach, and he does a great job with their defense. So, we look at how they played against other people too. So we get to see them quite a bit.
You guys got the lead against New Orleans. Did you sense that changed things? I don't say dramatically, but it helped you defensively. It seemed like they went away from the run a little earlier. Can that help another fast start defensively to force the other team into a corner a little bit?
Well, I thought we played well against the run. I mean, they averaged 3.8 and 80 yards. The week before, they had 248.
Right.
And the week after, they played Carolina, who was number two in run defense, and averaged 4-point-something and over 100 yards. And they were behind in that game. So so I thought we started playing really well against the run also. But, this team can run it and throw it. They're well-balanced.
How did you like what you saw from the package where you had Shaq, Shane, DeMarcus, and Vaughn out there together?
It just gives us more speed on the field. Now Wolf was out, so, I mean, he's one of our best rushers. So I'd hesitate to take him out of the game if he's healthy. So, but it was something we needed to do. With our inside pass rushers basically out. So we got a sack on it and got some pressure on the quarterback, and that's what you have to do against the Drew Brees.
What's it say about Derek that he's already back after an injury that most of us thought probably should have taken longer?
Yeah, he's one of those guys, he's not indestructible, none of them are, but he's one you expect to come back quickly if at all possible, and he's really come back quickly from this and has no ill effects, really. I mean, he's practiced really well.
I think we all know kind of what sort of player he is. What sort of intangibles does he bring to your defense that maybe you missed with him?
He's part of the Wild Bunch. I mean, he's our group is a little bit different, I think, and that's what makes them good, I think. But they're personality-wise and demeanor-wise, they're a little bit different than some of the guys that have been around. As far as focus and wanting to play and given everything they got, that's where they're special.
Is Talib part of that too? Oh
yeah.
Personality wise.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's part of that also. He jumps way up there on the personality scale. he's on Twitter now, so he's on Twitter now. Now I want to put a warning out there. He has no filter, so for anybody that you can follow him, but he doesn't have a filter.
Is it challenging to coach personalities like that?
No, I enjoy it. I mean, some of the best players I've ever had were those kind of guys. I mean, going all the way back to Curly Culp when I had him way back, and he's in the Hall of Fame. But Bruce Smith and Thurman Thomas, I mean, those guys. But they were great football players, but really real personable people. But, you didn't know what they were going to say or do, but they did it on the field. So, And great guys to be around. They're great teammates.
Do you
you see the possibility of DeMarcus playing more? Gary alluded to that earlier in the week that he might be good for maybe 50 snaps now. Is that part of the plan now?
Yeah, I think DeMarcus is ready to play more. He's utilizing the arm a little bit more than he was, or a lot more than he was in practice. So he's had more time. He's a factor if he's completely well. He's a big factor.
Did they thin your D line today? Is Gotsis good inside now? Is that a reflection that he's getting better as far as anchoring down on the inside?
Yeah, Billy Wynn can play the nose guard too. That's what we did. We only had five active the last game anyway. So, and those were the five guys that we have. So, those are the guys we expect to play well.
How tough is it? You've been around the game a long time, but Nixon
a long time.
Nixon earlier in the week and Gilgo, when you're losing guys on your side of the ball, you sit there and say, "Hey, what the heck?" Or you just move on.
Oh no, I go by whoever we have to coach, we coach them as good as we can, and somebody else makes those decisions, and I trust the people that are making the decisions, So, if they ask me, I'll give them my input.
Okay. How tough is Kelsey to deal with?
He's except for my son coaching two of the best tight ends in the league, he's one of the best tight ends in the league. So, he's a tremendous talent. He's hard to cover one-on-one. It's hard to match up a linebacker or a safety against him. So, he's one of the top, if not the top guy in the league.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
How good would he be if your son was coaching?
It'd always be a little better with Wes coaching, I'm telling you. You've seen the Washington tight ends?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
they're pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks.